It's Monday, February 24th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Alma Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Santa Clara March 13th and Washington, D.C. April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from Architect Episode 5. I am joined by Melissa McNabb, John St. Pierre, Kelly Hendrickson, and Gina Sansevero talking about classroom design. John St. Pierre starts off talking about how classrooms should be designed with the solutions and technology first in mind.
Technology needs to happen earlier on in the process. In the past, it seems that it's been more of an afterthought or something that comes after the design or the form of the space. And now that needs to be part of the conversation early on, involving the users, the students, the administration, basically everybody, to have that input, everything up front initially. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because flexibility takes a lot of effort from a technology standpoint from a design standpoint.
It impacts the furniture, it impacts the aesthetics of the space, it impacts, you know, the colors of the walls, the type of ceiling and infrastructure, you know, the acoustics of the space as well. So there's just a lot involved in it that it needs to occur early
and
on.
I think a big deviation in that too is the fact that education is mobile. You can take a tablet outside and class can be outside, and you still have access to information. You do not need to be located in a room in front of the teacher. That learning can happen everywhere, throughout the school, throughout the space, inside, outside. Doesn't matter the environment in which the students are at. They have the world at their fingertips again, just because of the access to technology. So I think that the kind of structure of the classroom space, the needs of the individuals, as Kelly was saying, it's becoming a much more student-centered, student-directed education. And of course, that model changes from kindergartners to high schoolers, but still that ability to kind of choose your own adventure and guide, you are not stuck, tethered to a device or a desk. You can be anywhere.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.